Indiana Republican legislative leaders aren't totally sold on Governor Eric Holcomb's proposal to spend $700 million this year to pay down state debt instead of direct relief for Hoosiers struggling during the pandemic. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on reaction to the plan from Senate President Pro Tem Roderick Bray and House Speaker Todd Houston.
Holcomb's proposal would spend $702 million out of budget reserves this year to pay down debt on capital projects, highway construction, and a teacher retirement fund. That frees up money in the future, long a priority for Republicans. Senator Bray says it's nice to be able to have that kind of debate in a year when so many other states are struggling financially.
Trying to make sure that we get Hoosiers back on their feet and help those that are really struggling is going to continue, of course, to be a priority.
Speaker Houston says spending reserve dollars needs to be a balance.
We're going to lean into supporting our small business partners. We're going to lean into supporting our law enforcement agencies.
House Republicans will soon propose spending $180 million this year for small business assistance and summer learning programs. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.